The Hit List.
KMFM. First of all, happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Did you do anything special to celebrate?
Yeah, I actually went to Las Vegas with my friends and family, and it was incredible. We had such a great trip. We went to club and to the day club at the pool. We went to a Cirque du Soleil show. We did a lot. We had dinner. It was at like two awesome restaurants. It was amazing.
It sounds amazing. The big question that is on everyone's lips here in the UK is, when can we next see Fifth Harmony live?
Oh my gosh. Well, we're working on that right now. Actually, I think, can't really say much, but I believe we'll be there in a few months.
Is that a promise? Pinky promise.
It's a promise that we're working on it. That's the safest answer.
So when you do come, because obviously you've been to the UK before, haven't you?
Oh, yes. We've been there twice, and both times have been amazing. The people there, of course, are so sweet, so lovely, so polite, of course, really cute. And then, our fans there are just so awesome.
So what's your favourite part?
We love it.
What's your favourite part about coming to the UK? If you had to pick one favourite thing.
I just love the people so much. I love y'all's accents to death. Like, love them. I try to do it, but I can't. And everything you say sounds nice. Even, like, curse words are just so nice.
I'd say some on the radio for you, but I don't think I'm allowed. So you said you can do a British... Yeah. You said you can do a British accent badly. Can we give it a go?
Oh, sure, okay.
No pressure.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Ali, from Fifth Harmony, and I can't wait to go back to the UK. I love you.
Was that your British accent? It sounds like... Have you ever watched Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
It sounded quite like that. Like the chimneys. We don't all talk like that, Ali. Come on.
I'm sorry. I did my best.
No, it was good. It was good. It was like I had another British person in the room. So the album, it is out. The album is out now. If you could summarize the album Reflections in one sentence, what would it be?
Reflection is an album you can dance to, you can cry to, and you can laugh to. You can cry on Brave Honest Beautiful. So.
If you could describe it in one emoji to summarise the entire album.
You've collaborated with Tiger,
you've collaborated with Kid Ink. In the future, what would be your dream collaboration?
Justin Timberlake. I adore him. He's like the best male ever. One of them. He is just such a phenomenal entertainer all around. I'm just putting it out there. We're going to work with him one day, hopefully.
So do you reckon I can get this off to Justin Timberlake and hope that by the powers something will happen?
Oh my gosh. I would literally die. I would tumble on the floor. I'd be like, I love you all. I've lived my life. I'm just kidding.
Have you met him?
No, I haven't. I've actually come close, but I have this weird thing where it has to be perfect. Like, we've had, like, he's kind of passed by, but I'm like, I don't want to meet him yet because it's not the right time. It has to be, like, just a moment where it feels right. It's so special to me. I'm like...
That's nice. That's sweet. Oh, well, I hope the moment comes soon for you. So the X Factor USA, that was where it
Thank
all...
Thank you.
The X Factor USA was where it all kicked off. So it's on hiatus at the moment. If you had the power in you to bring it back and you could change it however you wanted, you had complete creative freedom, what would you do?
Ooh, thinking about that. I really honestly love the structure. It was great. You had your groups. You had, you could do rappers. You had your singers. You had the younger artists and then the a bit, older artists. It was really great, so I don't know.
What about, like, people singing over, like, a shark pit to add to the tension?
Shark pit? What?
Complete creative freedom.
Maybe fire-breathing dragons? I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're talking about, like, real... complete creative freedom. It doesn't mean we can get dragons, but I'll have a word. Justin Timberlake and dragons
well,
after this.
Maybe
next year. So what next for Fifth Harmony, then?
Yeah. Well, for sure, going back to London. Like, hello. And then, we're excited. We're going to start a new music soon and create a new album. So we hope that does really well. We're kind of putting all the pieces together, getting the producer-songwriters together, and we're preparing for our tour. Oh my gosh, it's next week, which is crazy because time is flying. That's a lot right there.
Are there any surprises on the tour that you might bring when you come over to the UK?
Well... I'm just kidding.
Timberlake popping out at the end.
That wouldn't be a surprise, right?
That's true.
You hear me?
Cool. Well, thank you for speaking to me today. Is there any chance
you
could introduce your new single, Worth It, here on KMFM on the hit list, please?
Oh my gosh, of course. Hey, everybody. It's me, Allie from Harmony, and you're listening to our new single, Worth It, here on KMFM.
The hit list.
The hit list.
KMFM.